welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Fatherless No More, was written by Wynn Collier. Guy Bryant, single and with no children of his own, worked in New York City's child welfare department. Daily, he encountered the intense need for foster parents and decided to do something about it. For more than a decade, Bryant fostered more than 50 children, once caring for 9 at the same time. "Every time I turned around, there was a kid who needed a place to stay," Bryant explained. "If you have the space in your home and heart, you just do it. You don't really think about it." The foster children, who've grown and established their own lives, still have keys to Bryant's apartment and often return on Sundays for lunch with Pops. Bryant has shown the love of a father to many. The scriptures tell us that God pursues all who are forgotten or cast aside. Although some believers will find themselves destitute and vulnerable in this life, He promises to be with them. Psalm 68 says, "God is a father to the fatherless." If through neglect or tragedy we're alone, God is still there, reaching out to us, drawing us near, and giving us hope. Indeed, God sets the lonely in families. In Jesus, other believers comprise our spiritual family. Whatever our challenging family stories, or isolation, or abandonment, or our relational dysfunction may be, we can know that we're loved. With God, we're fatherless no more. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 68, verses 1 through 10. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it. And from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. Let's pray. Father God, so many people lack a good father, but you have promised to fill that void. We pray for those who don't know you as their spiritual father, or who believe but still feel alone. Please wrap your arms around them and fulfill their need, and help them and let them know that you love them. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.